This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, welcome to Fightful. It is April 7th, 2024, WrestleMania Night 2. Cody Rhodes, finish the story. Man, we've got so much to talk about. Last night, WrestleMania Night 1, it was revealed that AEW is going to show the CM Punk All In Jack Perry footage. We'll talk a little bit about that. We've got a fun-ass night of wrestling to talk about, too, though. I want to thank all of you. This is sort of, you know, the year-end show, so to speak. But we're here every night here on Fightful, here on YouTube.com/Fightful. Raw, SmackDown, Dynamite, Collision, TNA, ROH, NXT, we got you covered. FightfulSelect.com, you're going to see a lot of back padding today on that. We had news on Jacob Fatu. Myself and Corey Brennan doing a lot of work over there at FightfulSelect.com. Please support original creators. Get your news directly from where it's reported. You can join our Discord. You can get access to the so many additional podcasts as well. But hey, $5 a month over there at FightfulSelect.com, $54 a year. That is our lifeblood. That's the most direct way to support us. But listen, not everybody's got that. That's fine. Just leave a thumbs up on this video. Give us a nice comment, or you can get your question or statement read on the air here at YouTube.com/Fightful by sending a super chat. Maybe you're watching on Twitch, on X, on Facebook, whatever that may be. Have no fear. You can go to our Streamlabs platform at humperchats.com. That's HUMPERchats.com. That gets your question or statement read on the air. You will not get more backstage news and more accurate backstage news than what you're getting at Fightful, and especially on this show. Man, what a time. Again, please leave a thumbs up on this video. Want to shout out our sponsor, Foco. They just dropped a series of new bobbleheads. I've got the Jake the Snake Roberts, Shawn Michaels, and Stone Cold Steve Austin ones right here. Greatest event in all of sports entertainment is back. And if you're looking to bring your favorite WWE superstars to your living room, we've got the perfect item to snag. Foco launched their XL bobbleheads of Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and Cody Rhodes this weekend, and Fightful has you covered. Click the link in our bio. Be sure to use the code FIGHTFUL10, that's FIGHTFUL10, at checkout to receive 10% off your order at checkout on in-stock bobbleheads on their website. We're proud to have Foco as the official wrestling collectible company as our exclusive bobblehead sponsorship for Mania Weekend. Foco is a leading manufacturer of sports and entertainment merchandise celebrating more than 20 years in the industry. The company's always growing product lines and includes apparel, accessories, toys, collectibles, novelty items, and more. But it's not just WWE. They're licensed by the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, NASCAR, MLS, and of course WWE. Click that link in our description to grab your officially licensed WWE bobbleheads. Find your fandom with Foco. So what do you guys want to talk about? And I know I shouldn't slap on this chair. Here's a little breaking news. I got two of these bad boys. One of them's going in a trash heap, sat down in this cheap POS, fell right through it a minute ago. I'm getting some new furniture for the office. Hot diggity damn. Get those super chats and humper chats in. Crazy 101 says, holy shit, what an ending. MJF or Motor City Machine Guns update. I don't know how to give you more of an MJF update than I've given you guys for 6 months. He is with AEW. That's the long and short of it. Mr. Munch talks about the Punk footage and says, is this their Hail Mary to try to get back over 800,000 viewers? Got to do something desperate since no viewers are dropping. I mean, this is a response to the CM Punk interview last week, but not just that. It's a response to all the shots that came from WWE throughout the week as well. So that's what this is. But for those of you who aren't aware, it was advertised on AEW Collision last night that the Young Bucks will be showing footage from behind the scenes at All In. And it is what it is, it appears to be. It's CM Punk and Jack Perry footage. Fightful Select reported that last night as well. Matt Hennessy says, everyone from Heyman to Punk, Big E, Cole, and Pat have given Triple H his flowers and he deserves it. This is the beginning of the Triple H era. I'm all in. I'm very interested to how you all feel about that because this show, especially tonight, was them hammering home that this is a new era, that this is a different thing. They were outright saying pro wrestling is back, stuff like that. Sir Brendo says, what a feel-good night. Loved it. Don't pinch me. I also want to thank our moderator, Luis, who is going to be taking care of a lot of our chats tonight. I'll ask you guys to pardon a couple of seconds of dead air here and there. Got some allergy-induced asthma that is kicking my ass. Also, Jay Esquire says, Cody may have won tonight, but the real winner is Ricochet because Samantha Irvin is perfect. Just absolute chef's kiss. Yeah, let's give Samantha Irvin her flowers. That woman is able to make big matches feel even bigger. She does such an incredible job, so talented, just from what I understand, a pleasure to work with as well. Jonathan Corona says, holy shit, what would we all witness? Actually, you know, I'm going to ask Luis to apply ones like that to the main event as they belong. Adrian Wells says, awesome WrestleMania night two was incredible. Well, we kicked it off with a Stephanie McMahon promo, and that was unexpected. Now, I saw a lot of criticism of that because of her being mentioned as possibly having some knowledge of things in the lawsuit. I feel like this was Endeavor and WWE emphatically saying, we stand by her. And listen, I think that if anybody has watched Fightful long enough, they know I don't delve into people's personal relationships because as long as it's legal, consensual, breakups, relationships aren't my business. I don't feel like it's necessary. I felt like it was also a statement from she and Triple H, however. She came out, rallied up the audience and the like, and that led into Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins. But I'm interested to see how you guys felt about Stephanie McMahon. Was it something that you guys thought was in good taste? Were you guys surprised by it? Because I certainly was. I just honestly felt like they would keep anybody with the McMahon name off screen. Just for the sake of doing it, just so it wouldn't be like a, hey, you remember who used to own this company? But instead, it felt like something where they were emphatically supporting her in that sense. Well, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins kicked things off. Whew. Man. This was incredible. Drew McIntyre started it out with a Claymore, and it just stayed at like 100 miles an hour from there. It was exactly what it needed to be. And I feel like what happened afterwards was exactly what it needed to be. So let's talk about some points in this match. There was a segment where Drew McIntyre rolled out to the crowd and tweeted, "Bored at work, LOL." Now, given what happened later, he also quote tweeted that and said, "Fuck," because he lost the championship that he just won. I'm going to ask our moderator, Louise, don't put anything just generically Seth in this section, as there are some Seth Rollins super chats that will apply to this main event. But Mod Modar says, why does it feel like a buy for Seth? Could it be? Well, there are some that could argue that this felt like a goodbye to Drew McIntyre as well. Although considering they're doing Scotland in June, it's hard for me to believe that they would put that on the books thinking that he would leave. But they had an absolute slapper of a match here. They would just go back and forth with big moves, main event stuff. It was exactly what this match needed to be. Something hot and fast-paced in order to set the tone for the evening. Drew McIntyre gets the win, and crowd was super into it. That was a big complaint last night, right? A lot of people were complaining about the crowd, and it was colder last night. And, you know, it is, and Aaron Thompson says, felt like the vibe difference between night one and night two was really large. Was it intentional to let momentum build into night two? I feel like maybe a little bit. They still had Becky Rhea last night. They had one of the biggest tag team matches of all time last night. But we're in a situation now, especially this year, where WrestleMania was almost episodic. One thing led to another. Night one set the table for night two, but in order to put asses in seats, you got to put something really incredible in night one. And I think that they did that with Becky Rhea in the main event, even though night two blew it out of the water. We had the entrances. Drew came out with a bunch of fellas in kilts. I understand some of them were from the Monster Factory. And Seth had this like very, very elaborate entrance. I can't even speak to what it referenced, but of course, very over the top. And you know, Seth is going to be very flamboyant with all that. Chris says, surprised Stephanie still uses the McMahon last name. Yeah. Me too. But, you know, she'll do what she wants to do. You can't really cast that on her. That's her decision. Parker says, they almost got me with the 8-second finish. That was a very wise way to open up this show. Because Drew McIntyre had set that table for so long, and he had said, listen, Seth, I don't want you at less than 100%. Because I'm going to come in there and I'm going to beat you quick. And I don't want you to say that you weren't 100%. And then they played off of it because Seth, you know, got his ass whipped quite a bit last night. So they played off of that and they made you think, oh my God, they're going to do it. They're really going to pay that off. And it worked well. Brandon says Seth's entrance is one of my favorite in years. There were a lot of fun ones tonight. So CM Punk is on commentary, right? CM Punk on commentary, and Drew McIntyre goes and gloats in his face after the title win. And you're like, oh, shit. Setting that stage, too. That's why I'm like, man, can Drew really leave? Would Drew really leave in the middle of setting up that program? Matt Hennessy says, with Drew winning the World Heavyweight Championship and the angle with Punk after, does that indicate to you that Drew's not signed a new deal? No, but I think he will. I think he understands that this is a hot run for him and the money to be made is right here and the angles are right here. He's got natural programs with Seth to continue. He's got natural programs with CM Punk. He's got natural programs with Damian Priest. And we haven't even got there yet, right? So, Drew gloats on the table in front of CM Punk with an arm brace. Now, what I noticed interesting about CM Punk wearing that arm brace is he wasn't on the pre-show. And that's something that I took note of. And I had mentioned in our Discord over at FightfulSelect.com. We also reported on Drew's entrance on FightfulSelect.com. But CM Punk takes it off and beats Drew McIntyre's ass with it. And this is after a world title match. And then it happens. Damian Priest cashed in. Now, I just want to say this. Drew McIntyre got his title win in front of an audience. That is sort of finishing his story, right? He wanted to win that championship or a championship in front of fans, and he did that, and he deserved it. Deserved, earned. I'll tell you another deserved, earned. Damian Priest. KE775 says, if you're a betting man, well, I am, thanks to BetOnline AG. Is Priest a long-term champion? Long-term based on what? A few months? 6 months? 9 months? I think any of those are possibilities based on the contenders that you put against them. Because if Seth challenges for that title again, well, that's fairly fresh. Does Drew re-sign with WWE and win big in Scotland? Yes, and I think yes as well. I think Drew refinishes his story in Scotland. Reese Power says, as soon as Drew said, take a photo, I want to frame this, I was like, no, you're really not going to want a photo of what's coming next, silly boy. Very clever, very clever. But let's talk about these three ingredients here. And then CM Punk involved too, which, you know, you can say whatever you want about CM Punk's Ariel Helwani interview and the video that's coming out, and trust me, we'll be saying plenty. The guy has been great to deal with in WWE, and I've heard nothing bad about him. He's working programs that people are interested in. He's coming back to TV. He likes being there. But Seth Rollins has carried that championship. And what I often say is pro wrestling means as much as you tell us it means. And Seth Rollins has told everybody as many times as he could that his title is the championship. It is the workhorse championship. And it's the one that matters. And I really respect that. Because he believes it. He believes it. Chris said, Seth had the mummers. They're a big group in Philly that dress like that and have a New Year's parade. It was perfect for him. There you go. Thank you for the context, Chris. That's fantastic. I like that. Very topical. It works out really well. Damian Priest cashes in and wins the World Heavyweight Championship. I interviewed Damian Priest this past weekend. And it's funny because we were promoting the tag team championship match in which he lost two sets of tag titles and not this. I'm so happy for this guy. I've done media with him a number of times. I've interviewed him going back to his ROH days. I've been a big fan of his work for a long time. I was at the Monster Factory working a show with Shaza this past Thursday. I can tell you how proud they are of him to be a Monster Factory product. This is a guy that realized he needed to make a change in his career and worked his ass off, then worked his way through ROH, then worked his way through NXT. And when he was in NXT, I was always screaming from the mountaintops. This is a guy who was made for the WWE main roster. And he certainly is. He has helped make Judgment Day one of the most indispensable groups in pro wrestling, one of the most successful factions in pro wrestling history at this point. Man, that guy has put in so much work. He's a leader in the ring, in the locker room, from what I understand, from a personality standpoint. You do not hear negative things about him, about how he is to deal with, how he is to work with, how he treats people, how he is to the media. When he does these media days, he's always got a smile on his face. He goes to work. He busts his fucking ass. And what I saw tonight was a lot of people who bust their asses getting rewarded with some incredible moments. Drew, Damian Priest, Bailey, Cody Rhodes. I've often talked about like Royal Rumble, Money in the Bank, and even WrestleMania as you get this sense of optimism, right? You get this sense of optimism that things are going the right direction. I wasn't sure how this would work out with Damian Priest and Money in the Bank, which, by the way, he held the briefcase longer than any other man. He passed Edge by, I think, one day and was about a 6 days shy of Carmella. So what we saw last night, though, Seth Rollins loses a tag match, loses a world title match. He got cracked with a chair tonight. A lot of people are talking about Seth Rollins maybe sliding down in perception there. I don't see it. I think he's resilient and he keeps finding a way to get over. Crazy 101 says, why do they not get broken dreams? They can get broken dreams whenever they want, but I don't know. I hope they do for Scotland, though. I think that makes an awful lot of sense. Coxhead says, without mentioning Cody versus Roman, I think Rhea Becky was my match of WrestleMania, which says a lot because I think Rhea versus Charlotte was better. I liked Sammy and Gunther better, but I really did enjoy Becky and Rhea. And I'm told, like, not only was Becky celebrating, Becky suffering from strep throat throughout the week, she was feeling really rough yesterday, I'm told. Crazy 101 says people should start crediting Fightful. And Brandon Carvalho says, who reported that Jacob Fatu signed with WWE? Listen, I went in on some aggregators earlier. Listen, I got no respect for the wrestling world, WCCs of the world that don't credit, or when they do, they put it up in a tiny little corner or, some other places. WrestleOps was one that incorrectly credited PW Insider with that. No, our dude Corey, and listen, I saw some people say, why do you care that much? Because our dude Corey is busting his ass, and we've got some people helping me out with scoops now. And that guy deserved the credit for breaking that story. He worked his ass off. He worked to verify the news. He talked to a lot of people, and he deserved the credit for that. And I know to some people that doesn't matter, but let me tell you, to the people who do the work, it does matter. KE775 says, any guesses for Raw after Mania? Thinking Becky heel turn on Rhea and Cody's first challenger. I'm trying to figure out who it will be. I would like for it to be Gunther, honestly. I think they've got some unfinished business there. I hope it's not anybody from Judgment Day, even though I could see them trying to go, maybe Finn or anything like that. Nothing against Finn. It's just I want to see how the vibe goes without them. It feels like, Finn already did that last year. And I want to see something a little bit different. I want to see that dynamic a little bit different. Just Marquis says it's the takeover era. Aaron Thompson says, well, we already read that one. Coxhead says, good WrestleMania event from an event POV. Thought the wrestling quality wasn't there for WrestleMania. Well, I mean, it's a variety show is what it is. So we had the Moves match that just happened. Cool. Then we had Snoop Dogg come out. FightfulSelect.com reported that Snoop Dogg would be there for this match and the attendance announcement. 72,755 people. But Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits defeated the Final Testament. This was a lot of fun, man. I think people are way too hard on Karrion Kross. I think that stuff like this is where you maximize his potential. Like, have them be like sort of the bruisers that do the tables matches and the chairs stuff. If that's what you got to do, sure. I also think sort of like an APA thing could work for them because all of them are imposing fellas. I do think sometimes the screen is a little busy when you've got Lashley, Street Profits, B-Fab, Ellering, Scarlett. You had Bubba Ray tonight. You had Snoop Dogg running in. You had Akam. You had Razor. You had Cross. You had everybody. Shout out to B-Fab. Oh, shout out to Scarlett for that bump off that kick. That was really good. Then B-Fab does the leg sweep off the apron. She's been training a lot with Natalya of late. There was one spot that sucked in this match. It's where they put Cross on the table and the table just collapsed. But you had Bubba Ray Dudley in there to, you know, get the Philly pop or whatever that may be. And they did the What's Up headbutt. They did a table spot. Street Profits end up winning. I don't know where Akam and Razor were towards the end of this match, though. It seemed like they just kind of pissed off and hit the bricks. But I'm glad they did this match on the show because you need the car crash match as well. Well, LA Knight gave away a damn Slim Jim car. I hope the first thing that woman did was go park that car because otherwise she's going to get a hefty fine. A hefty damn fine. There, I don't know if there's a more natural partnership than Slim Jim and LA Knight. It just works. The Macho Man, oh yeah, to his yeah. It just makes a lot of sense, right? Like, very, very good. Very savvy on their part. I really enjoyed this match. I can't really recall a lot of spots from this match. I just know that these guys did the work over the last month and a half, especially, maybe more, of making this even more personal. From the stuff that they did in January to Elimination Chamber, AJ flying all the way around the country just to screw over LA Knight. Then at Media Day on Friday, while I was interviewing Ivar, they had a brawl in there, and AJ ended up with a bloody nose, and they made it look really real. Now, I'm not usually one to do angle or see angles like that during media days and the like, but they've done a really good job making this feel as personal, and it just keeps escalating and keeps escalating. And LA Knight ends up winning. Now, our BetOnline AG odds had LA Knight winning, and I had somebody ask me, well, why do you think that is? Well, AJ's had his, gosh, he's been there since 2016. This is LA Knight's first WrestleMania. He needed a big win. There's more years in front of LA Knight than in WWE than are behind him in WWE. And that can't, I highly doubt the same can be said for AJ Styles. I can't imagine he spends eight more years in WWE the way he's talked. But I thought this was good stuff. LA Knight gets the win. Makes a lot of sense for me. 2024 Hall of Fame inductees. Listen, I know a lot of our readers might not be familiar with some of the talent here. Mike Rotunda. Listen, some of our audience might also be as familiar with him as IRS, where he was a great heel character. Money Inc. was so much fun. He did the Varsity Club, and then this, the U.S. Express, which originally had the Real American theme, for those that didn't know, but also Barry Windham, who at one point was as good of a wrestler as anybody else in America, and just outstanding. Also, Bull Nakano, if you want to talk about a fun Raw After Mania match, go watch her and Alundra Blaze in 95. Those people were allowed to go for a while then. They were just killing each other. And of course, there's Muhammad Ali. There is, I believe it was Leah Maivia, Thunderbolt Patterson, and Paul Heyman. And I can say this, Paul Heyman was one of the first people in wrestling to treat me like a person, to treat me like a normal human being, and was very helpful. But yeah. Very happy for him. Earned, deserved. Anthony Velazquez says, Sammy Gunther was my favorite match on Mania this year. If you like a straight wrestling match, I could certainly see that. Thank you, Chris Morris, for becoming a Fightful YouTube member. I also want to thank all of you sending in Super Chats, Humper Chats. A reminder, leave a thumbs up. Leave us a nice comment below. Check out all our great videos. In addition to post shows, we do interviews. We do news shows. We have more free content than any other wrestling website, and we have the best paywalled content.
Have you guys seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt, staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix it with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike the other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade, has hundreds of five-star reviews. I love the taste of this. I love the way that I feel after drinking it. I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, body looks leaner. I have energy all day. I just feel younger. And the flavor is so much better than other green drinks. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Every purchase is packed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, boost of energy, and overall a healthier body, go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Of any wrestling website. But there's also a little something else we can provide you, you know. I mean, come on. You know what it is.
You know, Fightful and Blue Chew have been at it a long time. Maybe you've been at it a long time. Maybe you're lacking that motivation. Maybe you're lacking that confidence. You don't think you have what you once had. Blue Chew is here to get you there. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. You'll get your first shipment free of what? Well, it's a chewable tablet that has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so it gets your performance ready to go. It's prescribed online. It ships straight to your door. You do an online consultation, and if approved, you'll be back to that main event level performance. Sometimes it's not even about performance. It's about that confidence. And Blue Chew is going to make sure that you have that. Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. What is there to lose? BlueChew.com and the code Fightful.
You know the drill. Logan Paul defeated Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. Logan Paul comes out with a big Prime truck. I'm interested to know what you guys think of the Prime sponsorship, the Prime logo in the middle of the ring, the Prime cart. Listen, I've watched UFC for so long. I'm just not that I'm not concerned about it. My only concern was make sure that it's not slick like it is sometimes in MMA cages where people slip around and the like. But I thought it was unoffensive. They had it on the turnbuckles as well. They had the cart ringside. Logan Paul comes out with this Prime truck. Kevin Owens comes out. He goes to the back, gets a golf cart, and then he goes and picks up Randy Orton on the golf cart. That was fantastic. That was really good. Kevin Owens knows how to make the most out of a WrestleMania. Like whether it's a big spot or, you know, angling for something major to happen, he knows how to maximize that spot. Talk about maximizing spots. Randy Orton maximized a spot with a fella named I Show Speed, who is a streamer who was dressed up as a Prime Bottle. Somebody didn't tell Mr. Prime Bottle to not say fuck repeatedly. Because he did, and they had to bleep it out. Only the final boss does that. But he shoved Randy Orton kind of hard and then got his ass whipped. And it looked like he was a good sport about it. He tweeted about it afterwards. But, like, listen, I understand not everybody's going to know who this fella is. I don't know who the hell he is, but I can take one look at his Twitter and realize there are millions of people who do know who he is. So even though I am not the demographic for this, there is a demographic for this somewhere. Doesn't have to be for me. It can be for somebody else. Thought the dude did an okay job. Thought Randy Orton did great with that as well, but I thought Owens, Orton, and Logan Paul had a killer match. Such a great pace to that match. I looked at this, and our BetOnline AG odds had Logan Paul winning. And at one point I thought, you know, maybe Kevin Owens could be a top underdog in this one. But I thought about it and I was like, well, he's not going to be around. Logan Paul's not going to be around, you know, all the time. But Kevin Owens and Randy Orton will be. And I think they'll probably start a little bit of a feud off of this. But as far as the match goes, I thought that they did just a great job here. They capitalized off of Logan Paul's athleticism. They worked in some spots that they could because no DQ. They got iShow speed in there. I thought this was a really fun match. And with Randy, I don't know how he feels physically after the, you know, the back fusion and all that stuff. Man, that can't be easy to go through. So I think that putting him in here with this uber athletic ingredient of Logan Paul and this very, very crafty, like veteran of making moments in Kevin Owens, who just knows how to do these things. I thought that was a very, very smart idea. Also, before this match, you had Sami Zayn approaching Kevin Owens and being like, now it's your turn. So what I like was that they did this, and there were some other moments, you know, like Cody seeing his family. There was Sami seeing his family. There was Sami seeing Kevin backstage as well. And it was good that they had at least one of these motivational moments that didn't necessarily pay off for the person who had the motivational moment. Because you can't just telegraph it all the time. Vicky says, hi, SRS. Great to see you, Vicky. Thought the Bayley match was great. Get the belt off Logan yesterday. Let Gunther take it off of him. Taker ruled. Thank you, SRS and team, for all you do. I find it hard to believe that Gunther will be going after a U.S. title anytime soon. Parker says, SRS, Coach Cal is leaving Kentucky for Arkansas. I know it was rumored. I don't know if it's confirmed as of yet. I haven't seen that, but good riddance if so. Thank you for your service. Oh, nope. My IRL best friend just messaged me. It's official. He's gone. Well, this ain't a Kentucky sports podcast, but you know what? Thank you, Coach Cal. It's time to go. Zach Schimmel says, tonight marks 7 years of support to Fightfuls. I found you all after Mania in 2017. Nice to see all the people here. Hope to see Fightful continue to grow more. Much love for the years to come. I hope so as well, guys. We are constantly growing. I've got some help on the exclusive side. Not just my dude, Corey Brennan, but how about this one? Every Tuesday morning, we got Beyond the Bell here on Fightful. You might say, what the hell is Beyond the Bell? Well, it's a new show with Andrew Zarian and his co-host, Rich. It's going to be a good time. You know him from Mat Men Radio. Now you're going to know him from Fightful and Beyond the Bell. You're going to hear a lot of breaking news, a lot of exclusives, a lot of talk after Raw as well. Maybe some of you are more of a morning crowd. I often say, you know, it's my dream to have a morning show. I just don't like mornings. So fortunately, we've got In the Weeds on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and now we've got Beyond the Bell on Tuesdays. And of course, we've always had the Spotlight on Thursdays as well. Black Phoenix Brand says, got to admit, everything about this Mania truly felt different than any other Mania. Feels like a new era. Nothing necessarily mind-blowing match-wise, but the moments delivered. Anthony says, still think LA Knight ends up taking the title off of Logan Paul. Anthony, I could possibly see that. I would like for them to reevaluate like how over he is after this WrestleMania and see where that goes and maybe do that again. Again, apologies for the allergy-induced asthma that I am suffering with right now. WWE Women's Championship match. Bayley defeated Io Sky and wins the title. So Bayley, you know, does not get Paramore playing her out, but she got a Hayley Williams song, who is the lead singer of Paramore, Simmer, which is the song that she wanted for the hype video that happened. Then you get a very boys-inspired, I mean, Dalton Castle and the boys-inspired entrance, or at least reminiscent entrance. Bayley is carried out, then basically worshipped. And they take her jacket off of her. She walks down to the ring. It was really cool to see that. I think the blue aesthetic works really, really well for her also. I'll tell you what was also nice. See Io Sky get a really big WrestleMania match. And of course she killed it. Of course she killed it. This was good stuff, man. They beat the brakes off of each other. They played off of Bailey's history. I kind of wanted her to use the old theme, but I understand why they didn't. You can't always do that. Coxhead says, long time no chat. SRS, what did you think of night two? I loved night two. I thought it was a blast. But he says that finishing move Bailey has is going to be one of the worst I've seen. It looks so ineffective. I get it. It is not from a great distance. I would love it if she just used a good old Jake Roberts DDT. The Rose Plant isn't for me, but you know what? Bailey is for me. Bailey does the Bailey to belly. She did the Bailey to back as well. She caught EO off the road or off the barricade with a slam as well. And she sold her knee magnificently during this match. Just did an incredible job selling the knee. To the point to where I was like, damn, is she hurt? Is she good? How will that work? I'm checking some messages from my dude Corey here. I'll give you guys some notes as the show goes on. But he says heavy praise all around for the camera work. Coordination was maximum level with ringside crew, an army of set crew, pyro, lighting. Very little to no mishaps there as well. That's good to hear. Let me tell you, the production has just shot through the roof. You know what is somehow it's it makes you feel good, but also it makes you frustrated. How long could WWE have been this good? How long ago, right? The last time I remember WWE consistently being like pretty decent, solid, there was, you know, a period after the brand split 2016-ish that I enjoyed it. Around the time the Shield started, I enjoyed it. The beginning of the Raw 3-hour era, I actually kind of enjoyed it. SmackDown was worthless then, though. But I'm like, I wonder how good WWE could have been for how long if they hadn't had Kevin Dunn, Vince McMahon, and John Laurinaitis. How much were those dumb old shits holding this company back? And it's so frustrating to see the level of talent that made its way through and then eventually left. Some of them got cut and just quit the business because they didn't have faith in those guys. It's just wild. You see a show like this, you see a direction like this, you see some consistently solid programming. Solid's usually the baseline. It's very rarely just outright bad or nonsensical or dumb or bad anymore. It's usually at least pretty solid, right? And it's a little bit frustrating. Like, I would have loved to have seen Triple H booking the Roman Reigns Braun Strowman feud in 2017 when Braun was mega over. I wonder how many careers had some like irreparable damage done to them because of those stupid old farts that had no finger on the pulse anymore, had a couple of good ideas sparingly throughout the last 10 or 15 years, and just had a stranglehold on the power. KE775 says, do you think Bailey continues to feud with Damage Control, or do we see a fresh challenger for her title? I think we could see a fresh challenger from Damage Control. Possibly Dakota Kai. I think that one would make an awful lot of sense. Punks are Punk says, EO and Bailey, best match of either night. Love it. Well, you know what I'll always say. You could have thought Jay versus Jimmy was the best match of the weekend. Like, I wouldn't have agreed with you. Few people would, but wrestling is subjective. You can like what you like. But this match was a slapper. It was incredible. They had the crowd behind them. The audience loves Bailey. They were singing the Bailey song as well. Man, I'm told there was not much of a reaction to I Show Speed cursing, but it says everyone popped at the costume's bottle lid flying off, though. Corey Brennan with some nice notes there. Let's see here. Coxhead says, long time. No, I already read that one. Luis! Bailey and EO killed it. Bailey deserves this. EO deserved to be highlighted here. One thing I don't like about this era, there aren't as many title defenses as I think there should be. Like, EO went a long time without defending it. Not her fault. But yeah. R. Harris says, prime example, you can't judge WrestleMania off one night. Yeah, I mean, last year is the same way. Any NXT call-ups or debuts coming tomorrow? I wouldn't be surprised to see Jacob Fatu or Tama Tonga or maybe them as a team as well. A Vince booked Mania would have Bayley lose to EO. Probably. Probably would. However, one thing I can tell you, all the favorites won tonight from our Bet Online AG odds. But let me tell you a little bit more about Bet Online.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Here we go. Let's get into it. Damn, I am pumped for this one. About to throw my jacket off here. Oh, KE775 says, congrats, Sean. Triple H confirmed your CM Punk story for like the 100th time. Listen, man, we work hard at this shit. I know some people are like, man, you're too wound up over this. No, man, we take the accuracy of our work very seriously at FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. We also have free options. So if you have a Patreon account, there are free tiers, and occasionally we post free stories. Ruben says this crowd was better than night one. Well, goddamn almighty, guys. We've got a lot to talk about here. You know what? Jacket coming off here. I got too many damn super chats to get into. Let's get into this. Holy cow, guys. Cody Rhodes comes out with this badass mask that Corey Brennan had actually reported on about on FightfulSelect.com. And then there she is, Brandi Rhodes with Cody. So cool. Roman Reigns has a damn orchestra. An orchestra, bro? Man, incredible. Match starts. And then we get a good match. So in the previous weeks, I had said, I want this to be Avengers Endgame. And it was. I was like, man, I don't even care if we have a great match out of it. I just want Avengers Endgame. We ended up getting both of them. I thought the match was very, very good. Anakin says it was a clusterfuck and I loved every second. Andrew says, PLE, Paul Levesque era. What a main event. Kim Gray says, I'm a crying mess. It was beautiful. Spencer says, GOAT match. What an MF night, Sean. Parker says, the match was an overbooked mess, but a beautiful overbooked mess. Justin says, any scoops on why Austin turned the appearance down? It's obvious he was supposed to be in Taker's spot. No, I don't know that. I don't run our business off of assumptions. I'm sorry. I don't. I can try to find out, but I can't run it off of assumptions. I'll ask, though, for sure. So this was pretty cool because Cody and Roman are out there doing each other's moves. Roman does a crossroads. By the way, he did a perfect plex. Incredible. Great stuff. But he also did a crossroads. And then when Cody kicked out, he's like, that move sucks. Cody did a spear. He did a spear through a barricade as well. But, whew, my God. Alan says, hopefully this will be the beginning of the end of tribalism in the IWC. Love that WWE will have behind-the-scenes show on YouTube this Wednesday. It isn't. It's going to get even worse after this Wednesday. I'm sorry, Alan. I hate it. I hate that tribalism will get worse, but it will. Whew, let's get into the wildness. Is WWE discontinuing the Universal title lineage? I'd be hard-pressed to think that they weren't. Where does the bloodline go from here? That's a big question that we will reserve for after all of this. But I think it goes with The Rock taking charge of that as well. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, I may change my mind at some point, but as now I'm going with Cody and Roman as the greatest WrestleMania main event of all time. I wouldn't say the greatest WrestleMania main event of all time, like as far as wrestling quality. For a moment, sure. Subjective opinion, but listen, I don't think that it's kind of hard to say. Cody and I have a very good relationship. Our careers are kind of tied together. I reported about his contract, about his free agency. He's name dropped me a few times, and that has helped my career immensely. I'm very thankful for that. We've done a couple of very great interviews on Fightful, both in Detroit and in Atlanta, that were also very beneficial to our career, to my career. I'll always be thankful that he has respected the job that we have done, and he's been wonderful, as has Brandy. I don't know how many of you know this or remember this, but gosh, 4 years ago, 4+ years ago, I had grown out my hair in memory of a friend that I lost, and I wanted to do something fun to raise some awareness and some donations for that charity. And Brandy, we made Brandy a pitch, and she said, hell yeah, let's do it. And not only did she do it, she made sure that we worked it in before that group split up. And that was, you know, that's always said a lot to me about her as a person as well. And I'm very happy for this guy. The family values and the things that he conveys, is what he says is not a character. He's very genuine. Now, obviously, in WWE, he's a little more buttoned up and politically correct than some of the things you would see outside the auspices of WWE. But this is a guy who, I mean, honestly, I thought he was a future world champion when he was dashing Cody Rhodes. I thought he was that good. Like, I remember him saying that a crowd had IJS, irritable jowl syndrome, and I thought it was the funniest shit I ever heard. However, and hey, you want to see some great stuff, and when I talk about one of the more recent eras of WWE I liked, the feud between he, Dustin, and The Shield was fantastic. And rarely referenced in this feud, but he bet on himself, he helped start a company, he came back, and he was able to do it. Do I think it should have happened last year? Yeah, I still do. However, it happened. You can put it not happening sort of in the rear view. But let's talk about how it happened. First, it's Jimmy Uso showing up. Jey Uso neutralizes him. Spear off the stage. Solo Sikoa shows up. Spike and a spear. Cody kicks out. John Cena shows up. This is a good shout. John Cena had been screwed over by the bloodline as well. Also, Solo took him out. Then we get it. Thrice in a lifetime, The Rock shows up. The Rock takes out John Cena. Boy, he slams Cena's head in the back of the mat. And then The Undertaker shows up. Okay, I don't know what the hell The Undertaker has to do with any of this, but why the hell not, right? Why the hell not? Seemed like it would have been a good spot for Stone Cold Steve Austin, for sure. But it also, I mean, there were spots for Sammy, for KO, for anybody. Rollins shows up, gets his ass whipped immediately. They do the Shield chair shot, because the Shield music played here. I saw a lot of people saying, I mean, Zach says, I feel so bad for Seth, bro, got his ass beat last night, lost his belt, showed up to help Cody, got his ass beat again. Cody better give that poor man a title match. And Tony says, is Seth seriously okay, or is he selling really well during the celebration? Glad he and Cody had their moment at the end, which looked like it almost didn't happen on the show. Thank for you for all your hard work. Well, first off, thank you both for these very generous super chats, humper chats. I think he's just really good at his job. I think so. But, I mean, he's got a contract coming up very soon. He's about to make a whole lot of money. I don't think there's any way WWE is willing to lose him in sort of his prime physical years. And yeah, I think maybe they should have had him get a little bit more. I don't think it should have just been him getting his ass whipped. I don't think that works. Now, he did get his WrestleMania main event. That did happen. His advertised WrestleMania main event as well. Because you'd be hard-pressed to find many more memorable WrestleMania moments than him winning the title and swinging it over his head. And I talked to him about this. February, was it? Whenever the hell Vegas was. I talked to him there. And he goes, but yeah, I'd like to have an advertised main event. And he got that. He did get that. Mr. Showtime says, you asked for Avengers level, Sean. You got it. I certainly did. Taker in the Austin spot was Dustin backstage. I'm sure Dustin was in town because he was in Philly. But Mr. Rudy Pooh says, I was hoping for Stone Cold because I felt the Taker booking was kind of out of place. Yeah, it didn't make a ton of sense. And Jets Pope says the same thing. He says, my theory is that Taker was being saved instead of Stone Cold is that Austin pulled out when he found out Vince wasn't allowed to attend. You hear anything? I'd be shocked if that was why. Stone Cold understands Vince ain't ever coming back. I mean that. Vince ain't ever coming back. Were you shocked about Undertaker being there? No, because I heard he was contacted for it. Some of Roman's biggest rivals coming back to haunt him. Now, see, that is what it was. Once upon a time, Roman said, this is my yard now. And The Undertaker just said, no, it's Cody's yard now. Enjoy. You think Seth and Becky disappear until the summer and then come back as a heel to challenge Cody? I think that'd be kind of cool to watch them both walk back in, maybe even together. Maybe give them a little bit of time off. Daniel says, I figured it was next to 0%, but did anyone think Mox was coming out when the Shield music hit? Also, Raw after Mania, any predictions on who shows? I think probably this week, maybe like Carmelo would be a good one. Tama Tonga, Jacob Fatu would all be kind of good. Yes. When that music hit, I was immediately saying, John Moxley's still in AEW. He's under contract to AEW. AEW is showing CM Punk footage on Wednesday. What the hell? Crazy 101, Dustin and Ricky Starks were in a skybox today. Ricky told me that he would be there on, I saw him at GCW and he told me that. Rockhard Joel Wood says, in the end, Seth cost Roman that match. It was Roman's obsession. He had the chance to hit Cody with the chair, but couldn't get over his hate for Seth and it cost him. This exactly, Joel Wood. I completely agree with this. Not only did Roman's obsession get the best of him, his past got the best of him. He saw that opportunity to do to Seth exactly what Seth did to him. Could Seth have made it up in time to break up a pin against Cody? Maybe, maybe not. But I'm sure Roman could have hit them both with a chair if he would have hit Cody first. But instead, what he did, he pissed it all away because Seth Rollins got in his head. Of all the people that were there, Jimmy J, The Rock, John Cena, The Undertaker, Seth Rollins was truly the one, even though he didn't get any offense in, Seth Rollins was the one that was so in Roman Reigns' head that he took his eye off the prize. The prize and the only thing that he's cared about for years and years and years. Now, here's the reality. Under Vince, this would not have been a talking point. It would have been a happy accident. Now it's something that we think about and we go, was this intentional? Did somebody in creative, did Triple H, did a Rob Fee, did somebody like that, did a Ryan Ward, did anybody look at this and go, yeah, that's an element of this. It was Michael Hayes saying this or Bobby Roode or somebody like that. By the way, makes an awful lot of sense. FightfulSelect.com has been reporting in previous months, Bobby Roode's been helping out Michael Hayes with producing the Bloodline segments. ESPN reported Bobby Roode, as well as Gallus and Carmelo Hayes, were helping The Rock get ready for WrestleMania, which he said was a 10 to 12 week training camp. Good on Rock for making sure he was in shape. Elite Biscuit says Seth's callback to his Rumble match with Roman, knowing the Shield gear would get Roman's full attention, and the chair shot, chef's kiss. This is that shit I like, Elite Biscuits. This is you looking back to the time when Roman Reigns could not beat Seth Rollins. Throughout this entire reign, he was able to beat everybody. Couldn't beat Seth Rollins. Daniel says, assuming Roman takes time off, what direction do they take Heyman? You think he takes some much-deserved time off? Maybe solo push. Maybe some more involvement with Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu. That would make sense because Jacob Fatu tweeted the picture with Heenan as well. So early predictions for King and Queen of the Ring. Ooh, this is a good one. So it's back. It's announced for May 25th in Saudi Arabia. WWE has like six PLEs between May and August, and all but one are outside the company or outside the country. Sorry, rather. Jonathan Corona says, Sean Ibu from WrestlePure said on Twitter, he spoke to someone from WWE who told me the promotion is deliberately moving away from the terminology sports entertainment. Do you agree? I can find out. I can ask. I can find that out pretty easily. I mean, I don't think Ibu would just say shit to be saying it, to be honest with you. So if you were at the presser, what question would you ask? Well, to who? To Cody? Tough to say. I'd have to kind of feel out the moment because I know him a little bit, but I don't have a good answer to that. I don't have a good answer to that because I had decided I wasn't going to be at the presser for quite some time. Okay, yeah, somebody says confirmed what Abu said. Interesting. Interesting. And I just got a message from somebody in WDB that are like, yeah, we're allowed to say pro wrestling now. That's cool. It's very cool. Trey Cash sent a gigantic humper chat that I want to take some time in. So, Sean, I know everyone wanted him to lose, but I wanted to acknowledge our tribal chief one more time, a reign we will possibly never see again. And now we can be done with the super long title reigns and start putting belts on more wrestlers. Well, Trey, first off, you sent 100 fucking dollars. Thank you so much. We are publicly funded, and you specifically are always really, really cool to us. So thank you so much, Trey. If you got a couple more questions, just pass them along and I'll read them. But we haven't even got to Cody winning. He won with Crossroads, all that stuff, got the win. But yeah, Roman Reigns had a historic reign. His reign, as successful as it was, set the table for this being as big of a moment as it was. If we're talking the Roman title reign and, you know, some other time, well, it wasn't that. Roman had won the title multiple times before. This was the one that put him on the map and helped launch WWE into a stratosphere. Because when he started, there were no real contenders for this title that people believed in. And as things went along, there were some glimmers of hope. People were like, maybe Drew, maybe Sammy. Then it became Cody. Roman did his work. Will says, I love how Seth was Cody's legit shield. What do you think of this new era? We'll be booking-wise, maybe working with other people. Just a thought. I don't see like New Japan working with WWE or AEW. The TNA working with WWE thing was mainly because of Scott D'Amore, who is now gone. Ricardo says, watch Cody when he was a skinny little kid tagging with Randy, dashing, undashing, Stardust, Indies, New Japan, Bullet Club, AEW, back to WWE. So happy for him. Ricker says, happy for Cody. He deserves it. One little thing. I find it ironic. The Bloodline rules had less intervention from the Bloodline than a regular Roman Reigns match. That's kind of funny. That is funny. I love Cody, but why does everyone do the Crossroads better than him? Ha ha. Man, he planted himself. He sells it great, too. I thought he was maybe knocked out. I was terrified for him. That was the most overbooked bollocks that could have been imagined, but thank fuck Cody won, says Gary. I love it. That's what I want. Spencer says, we can finally say Cody losing last year was right. I don't know, man. Revisit some of that booking in the summer, or the lack thereof. Roman didn't need that title. However, we're here. The show's good. Bygones. As Patrick says, I forgive the 39 result. That was the greatest. Dealer says, LMAO, AEW is happy. WWE chose Cody. He isn't over. Oh, okay. You think we get Cody versus AJ? Not imminently, because LA Knight just beat him. Do you think they could bring back the big gold belt for Cody? Big fan of your work from Brazil. Well, thank you very much from Brazil. I tried to learn Portuguese once. It was very hard. No, I don't think they bring back the big gold belt for Cody, because specifically, Cody wanted to win this title, the WWE Championship. And that one was the opposite of the big gold belt. If anything, I mean, and if you look at the World Heavyweight Championship that Damian Priest now has, it's inspired by the big gold belt. Which champ do you think ends up on SmackDown? You know what? Since we've got somebody being chatty tonight, I'll ask about a draft. And I'll have Corey ask about a draft as well. Do you think the Universal title will be retired? I believe so. Vincent says, do we know if Cody is SmackDown bound? His first challenger could be from there. Santos, maybe. You know, I wouldn't hate a SmackDown program with Santos Escobar, but also Santos just lost. My hope is in that this new era, we see winners facing winners. Sage says, I know we have Savage, Elizabeth, Eddie, and Yes Movement, but is Cody's the most feel-good Mania title win? For me, yes. Man, it melted my heart to see Brandy in there celebrating with him. Not only that, his agent Brian was in there. Brody was in there. His mom was in there. Everybody came out and celebrated with him. So cool. Such a cool moment. Nick Khan gifted Cody a watch in the press conference, the same that Dusty had to sell to afford Cody's acting classes. Great gesture. Wow, that is cool as hell. That is phenomenal. I will say this. I've still got some major concerns with who knew what, and I got a lot of concerns about WWE and the way that a lot of shit was handled regarding Vince McMahon and all that, but it does seem like they're aiming for a more family-oriented vibe within the company now, at least from a behind-the-scenes standpoint. But thank God they got those old screwy fucks out of that company. And hopefully anybody that knew about that shit gets out of there too and didn't do anything. Jordan Scott says, well, he finished the story, so that begs the question, what meme do you send to Cody now? Jokes aside, love tonight 2-1. But overall, this new era is looking up. Let me just say, when The Rock showed up, the meme I sent him was Nancy Kerrigan with her knee taken out. And I said, do the right thing. And what happened? The Rock tried to take his spot. I was right. My meme was right. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. It's only $5 a month, $54 a year, because I am right at meme. If nothing else, if you don't care about wrestling scoops, if you don't care about podcasts or the Discord or the Q&As, do it because I'm good at the fucking memes, okay? Who shows up on Raw after Mania tomorrow? More importantly, does Roman or any of the Bloodline show up? I would not be surprised to see Roman take like a Shawn Michaels post-14 absence. Now, I'm not saying that as a report right now, but yeah, Also, I want to say Samantha Irvin seemed so emotional whenever she was announcing that. Yeah, as I see the video, man, she was in tears. Sean, there's a video going around of Paul Heyman hugging Roman when they were on the stage following Cody's win. Is Roman leaving? Wouldn't surprise me to see him take a time off, take a little bit of time off. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, what do you think of a new bloodline with Fatu, Tama Tonga, Solo, Rock forming like DX after Mania 14? Rock Hard Joel Wood, I know you sent this before I said the Shawn Michaels thing, but that's kind of how I see it. I feel like Roman Reigns might emerge as a babyface against The Rock because, again, I see The Rock for video game fans as Heihachi Mishima. Now, granted, I might be a little dated here because I'm going off like Tekken 3, but hey, that's how I see him. That old son of a bitch that can still whip your ass and just rules things with an iron fist. Get it? No, you probably don't. Probably don't. Gustavo says, amazing show. How much rebranding, arenas, logos, belts do you think this new era will bring? I think fair enough. I think we need new tag belts for sure. I think the other belts are fine. By and large, I think the other belts are completely fine. Seeing Steph show up, is she back or is this a one-off? I'll ask about this too. I'm just feeding stuff to Corey to ask right now while I'm on the air, and he'll see what he can find out because, I'll see what we can find out. Sean, any info on Stephanie coming back? Not as of yet. Thank you, Adrian Wells, for the super chat, by the way. Much appreciated. Oh, man. But I'll tell you something else that I appreciate, guys. You checking out our wonderful sponsors at Helix.
HelixSleep.com/Fightful changed my life before there even was a HelixSleep.com/Fightful. A few years ago, I needed a better night's sleep. I looked for the best mattress online and I found Helix and their incredible reviews. I took their online quiz. It took me about 2 or 3 minutes and I was matched up to their Dusk Lux model. I now have 2 of their mattresses in my home. It's phenomenal. If somebody comes over and sleeps at my house, I want them to have a wonderful Helix mattress. I wanted to invest in my sleep and the comfortability of others as well. And you can do that as well at helixsleep.com/Fightful. You'll take that quiz, get matched up to one of the many mattress options that they have that suits your needs, and it ships straight to your door. And if for some reason you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll come and get it for free. They're not going to make you pay to ship it back. They're going to make it easy for you. Incredible reviews. Flexible financing options are available. helixsleep.com. Invest in your sleep. You will never regret it. Ideally, you spend 1/3 of your life in your bed anyway. You're going to want this. They've got an incredible warranty and tons of options for you. HelixSleep.com/Fightful.
Reese Power says, I love that Seth's thank you to Cody was, or thank you from Cody was saved to last. Yeah. I mean, listen, Cody's got a lot of history with Seth Rollins from the Shield days to him coming back to WWE. To the pec tear. And I mean, listen, we're talking about people who were in that ring. And even though Seth was attacking the pec, Seth Rollins was taking care of him in that ring. Wonder if Steph changes her screen name to Levesque. That's a personal type of decision. Like, completely separate event stuff. Like, you, I don't know if that's a fair thing to ask somebody to do. So Cody brought out Triple H and Bruce Pritchard. I know a lot of people. Crazy 101 says, surprised they put Bruce Pritchard on the air. Alan says, surprised that pleasantly surprised Cody called Bruce Pritchard considering how much he was Vince's guy. Nice to see how much we don't. Nice to see sometimes how much we don't see someone as good. And Jonathan Corona says, holy shit, what did we all witness? This is why Triple H said the era is here. This era is here. Goodbye, Vince. Cole said professional wrestling. We love it. Man, he talks about Bruce as well. So for those that don't know, Cody has said this on the air. Bruce Pritchard read our Fightful Select story and contacted Cody or his management to find out if it was true that he was working without a contract. And then when he found out, yes, he is, they met with Cody. they hammered out a deal. They made it work. So that's why that's so important to him. Triple H hugged him. It was a special moment. Daniel says, if you told me 5 years ago after AEW premiered that Cody, after Cody smashed the throne, after Punk came to AEW, that Triple H, Punk, and Cody would be celebrating a Cody main event win at Mania. Man, wrestling is awesome. I mean, think about that 2.5 years ago. Cody Rhodes and CM Punk, two of the biggest stars in AEW history, then being featured heavily by WWE. Doc said, Cole mentioned Brock by name. Any deeper meaning? Listen, man, I haven't heard of it. They removed this guy from the video game. I heard some people giving some chatter like he's coming back at WrestleMania. I didn't hear that at all. Didn't hear that at all. Zach Ament says, when's Bo's return? Does he win gold to honor Bray? I don't know. I mean, listen, you know, that was hardly usually Bray's focus, right? His was sort of creating chaos. Fightful Select is reported that Bo Dallas is planned for a comeback, and it was teased at the end of the Bray Wyatt documentary, and actually within as well. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in, guys. We are heading down the home stretch, and I just want to thank all of you for being here. I don't do a ton of solo shows. I do for these bigger pay-per-views. We had so many people live at the venue, and it's a good time to be there and all that stuff, but I really just like hanging out here, watching the shows at home, then talking about the shows with you guys. I feel like that's become the norm here. I don't like missing the pay-per-view post shows, needless to say. And you couldn't have a more wild ending than what we had. Trey Cash says, hey, Sean, what are your thoughts on Brandy's comment about AEW? Kind of contradicted what Cody said. I haven't really seen anyone speaking on it. I show love because you guys deserve it. Thank you, Trey. Brandy had her own experiences and not so pleasant departure regarding AEW. And, you know, I can't say that they went hand in hand, that one maybe led to the other, but I wouldn't be surprised. Cody fully does not believe that he could be where he is without Brandy. And also, like, I can't properly state how important Brandy was to his presentation outside of WWE and before AEW. Like, man, she really, really helped out. And she is, you know, she's Cody Rhodes' wife, obviously, but strong, independent woman who has her own thoughts, her own philosophies, her own direction of how she's going to say things. And the way that she conveys her feelings aren't always going to be the same as Cody's. And if she looks upon it less fondly than he does, or she wants to be less diplomatic in regards to it, she's well within her rights to do that. Mr. ACFA says, do you ever see Matt Cardona returning to WWE? I really wish he would. No, not before I kick his ass. He's been talking that shit. So maybe I'll handle some business. Josh Mansfield says, just got here. Sorry if already asked. No Stone Cold. So I don't have info on that. I know that they'd reach out to him, but they reach out to him every year as well. I think that last year is probably the limit on, or next year is probably the limit on him having a match. I don't see him doing that. If he doesn't do it next year, I don't think that we're ever going to see another Stone Cold match. I'm told there was some shock. It didn't seem like many people knew in advance. There was talk throughout the day after her appearance at the Hall of Fame. Lots of hugs and handshakes. I can tell you guys that internally, the Stephanie McMahon promo was listed as a Triple H promo. Who do you reckon is Cody's first opponent to defend the title? I wouldn't mind Gunther, because he's the one that's coming off of a loss that I could look at and go, oh, okay. That would be a good one. I also wouldn't mind to see Cody give like a fair shot to LA Knight, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Randy Orton, you know, all the people that got screwed over by the Bloodline, I would love to see him sort of make things right. Corey's asking for mod powers. I can't do that right this moment, but eventually we will. Sorry, Corey. Joel Wood, in your opinion, where do you rank this among the best WrestleManias of all time? I'd say top 10. Just with the story being finished, probably top 5 for me. 19's up there, 17's up there. You know what? I'll think of it, but as far as WrestleMania finishes go, it's one of the greatest of all time for me. Triple H said that Roman would go on a story that would blow people's minds, according to the scrum notes. That's a little contextless, but Triple H put over Lee Fitting for the changes in production and says that more are coming soon. I'll tell you what else is coming soon, my friends. FightfulSelect.com. If you haven't seen it, myself, Corey Brennan, we've just been dominating on FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to ask Luis to get some information on whatever the hell this most recent super chat was, because I don't have a clue what Declan McMahon's been tweeting. But FightfulSelect.com, let me just run through some of the things that we have posted on FightfulSelect.com over the last few days. Just, I'm talking like since Friday. Any updates on Julia? Also, trans rights. Yes, Corey Brennan will have an update on Fightful Select very soon, within the next few days. The last 3 days, we have had WrestleMania Nights 1 and 2 match orders and producers, some match times as well. Julia appearing backstage at NXT and then on screen. Backstage news and reactions in WrestleMania. The top free agent saying, and Jacob Fatu saying they've signed with WWE. AEW actually airing the Punk Perry footage. It's not a swerve. News from Bloodsport and GCW. Talent and staff not expecting Vince at Mania and their reactions to the first Vinceless Mania. Jason Kelsey to WrestleMania and how it happened. WWE scouting talent this week. Reactions from talent on the Punk AEW footage airing. Stand and deliver backstage news and plans. We've got so much there. SmackDown plans, producers rundowns, original Bayley and damage control plans. And it's going to continue. Raw after Mania. We got you covered, man. We've got you covered. Got a couple more super chats, but FightfulSelect.com, $5 a month, $54 a year. Oh, man, our dude Steven Jensen, let me tell you, I'm so happy for this dude. Big Cody fan. He says, Cody did it. Weekender covering the collective tomorrow on Select. Victory lap Thursday on the spotlight. Hey, at least watch. Hey, the Weekender, for those of you who don't know, is our indie podcast. Not necessarily indie podcast. Anything that isn't covered on the main feed is covered on the Weekender. Hey, take a look at the match I managed with Shaza as well. Monster Factory. No question, just generally appreciate your or genuinely appreciate your work. Thank you, Perez. I really appreciate you, my friend. Kim Gray says, happy Gray household tonight. Beautiful weekend. R. Harris says, fixed Patreon. It's me, Bob, Becky, Seth, time off. Maybe after Raw, after Mania for them. I think you got to load that show up. But how many people can you give time off after WrestleMania? You know what I mean? Josh Mansfield says, any Shane news after Declan's tweet the other day? Oh, he just tweeted, never know what could happen after hyping up Mania 40. Well, I want to thank our entire team. Our writing team, Jeremy Lambert, Robert DeFelice, Colin, Skyler, Corey Brennan. Corey Brennan has been helping me so much on the Select Scoops. It's taken an incredible amount of pressure off. I mentioned this before. Now that we're through Mania, I'm going to be spending a lot less time on Twitter. I'm spending a lot more time on our Fightful Select Discord. Head right over there. Also, I want to thank Kate for helping me out so much this week. We had so many people on the scene. John Alba did a great article last night. Riccicino, Iridian Fierro, Cresta, Kate, as mentioned. Alex doing Sour Graps on Select as well. Kyler always killing it with social media. Rob Wilkins helping me a ton. Joel Pearl helping me a ton. Thank you guys for supporting us and what we do. We have the most interactive show of any wrestling website on the planet. We are interacting with you guys more than anybody on the planet. And I got to be real, guys. I have been slammed the last couple, like about a month or so. Boy, we're about to bombard you guys with so much wrestling news. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 you're going to spend in pro wrestling. Do it. Do the right thing. Leave a thumbs up. I want to thank all of our sponsors, Blue Chew, Bet Online, Helix, Foco. My gosh, who else? NordVPN, of course, for allowing us to do these shows, allowing us to do so many interviews. But guys, I'm fired up. I'm ready to get over on the Fightful Select Discord and answer some questions. So subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Plug up that Discord. That's where I'm hanging out primarily. I don't want to end this show. I am so amped up. I had such a good time. I enjoyed meeting so many of you this week, as always. But hell, you know what? You know what, brother? We're coming right back. I think we'll probably do the Backstage Report podcast on Tuesday. I think that's probably the direction it'll go. It's usually on Monday, but hey. No. Also, interesting note, next year's Mania has not been announced yet. It's expected to be Minnesota. We'll see. Guys, leave a thumbs up. Thank you so much. Till next time, we're out.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.